It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Last week, the ACT Party announced its outline for the Treaty Principles Bill, which is set to go through a six-month-long committee process. For our weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori, I spoke to Mariaomeno Kapakingi about the new developments of the bill, what the reception has been like, and the estimated price of how much the bill is set to cost taxpayers. I also spoke to her about Te Pāti Māori MP, Hanarawhiti Maipa Clark, being a recipient of the One Young World Politician Award, an award set up to acknowledge promising young politicians between the ages of 18 and 35 internationally, and what this will mean for the young MP and Te Pāti Māori as a whole. The Treaty Principles Bill is set to go through a six-month-long select committee process. This follows Cabinet deciding on an outline and timing for what the process would look like, with the select committee being set to report back by May of next year. What do these updates mean for Māori moving forward?
It means that it's... I'll repeat what Tone Haru would have said at Waitangi of the CA. He said this is a... Oh, no, I probably won't use that word, but he said it's a S-H-I-T-T-Y... bill, right? So for us, it means that this is a threat, and that it should not even get this far at all. It shouldn't, you know. I mean, we would have expected that to get cut off at the pass, as it were. So what this means for us is that and we know across the country that our hapū and our marae and our iwi and many Māori and of course, also our Pākehā allies are dead against us. So what does it mean for us in general and for our party? It's something we will stop. That's what it means. It's something we will stop. We'll find our ways to do that. And it's something that we've been focusing on as a party since the mention up at Waitangi, and it's a threat, Joel. It's a threat to the original contract, I might call it that. I'm not a lawyer, but I might say it's a threat to that original agreement, that original contract, and we won't let it pass. It just won't get through.
The outline specifies recognition of iwi and hapū. However, David Seymour says this will not be for all Māori, but specifically for iwi and hapū who had existing land rights on February 6, 1840. He says this as a specific fact rather than the categorisation of people. What are Te Pāti Māori's thoughts on this?
Well, David Seymour is the weakest of all to even understand and interpret what the 1840 and 1835 indeed, but the 1840 agreement between the Crown, and which he is not, right? He's government. He's not the Crown. The GG is the Crown rep, right? So this agreement is between Ngā Rangatira and the Crown. And he is in effect, he just doesn't meet that rank, right? So the only people that meet that rank are the GG. They currently reside in this country, and Rangatira. So that's a point to mention. So he's barely ranked to even have this conversation, let alone appreciative of what it actually means. The fact that he stumbled across his whakapapa makes him no more an individual that understands both from a tribal and hapū perspective, let alone a legal perspective. He is not the one that anyone should be taking any notice of, let alone any advice. He's barely informed in this kind of way, and he can't help himself. We have to just ignore everything he says, actually, and get on with what we know it needs to be dealt with.
Council of Trade Unions economist Craig Rennie has estimated that to progress the bill to its second reading, it will cost $4 million, with this estimate being dubbed by Rennie as an extremely conservative guess. However, Seymour has dismissed the estimations, referring to the figures as being fabricated. As well as this, both the National Party and New Zealand First Party have both said they will not be voting for the bill. The bill has also faced further backlash from other political parties, such as Labour and the Green Party. Despite such polarising views on the bill and how much this bill is estimated to cost, why do you believe ACT is so adamant on pushing forward with it?
Well, he and his voters are white supremacist voters. Hey, so anything brown, anything Māori, anything cultural, all of those things are an affront to who they are and how they vote. So, and he is a product of that. He is a supporter of that. So, you know, he surrounds himself by people that think like him and people that will vote for him because they like the way he thinks. It's ridiculous. It's dangerous. It's a threat. And I was glad to hear at the Koroneihana from the New Zealand First, Shane Jones, that they would not be supporting it in the House. And similarly, of course, the Prime Minister has said same. So, you know, do we trust that that's how it's going to go? Not completely, but it seems to me and to some of us, you know, that it sounded genuine enough. So that's what we're going to expect. We're going to, what they said at the Koroneihana and in other forums, Joel, is that we do not support this and we will not support it in the House. So our view, though, is the fact that it's even there at all is just a nonsense, a waste of time and a waste of huge resource. If those are the numbers, I mean, that's likely to be true. But see, this is how determined they are. They will spend the money and they will spend taxpayers' money, right, to get this on the table and try and get it through, knowingly that their other two coalition parties will not be supporting it. So why would you spend that much resource in an exercise that's futile? I've got no idea other than that he's so deeply racist and hateful.
Moving on to our final topic, Te Pāti Māori MP Hana Rafiti Maipa Clark has been one of four young people internationally to be the recipient of the One Young World Politician of the Year Award. How special is this award for Maipa Clark, as well as the party as a whole?
It's hugely special. It's hugely special for her as the youngest politician and Māori woman in this space. It's so very, very important for her whānau and for the party, of course, because she is such a leading light for our party and for all of the young Māori and non-Māori, for that matter, that are looking at her and imagining themselves in their future doing exactly what she's doing. So it has all those elements, Joel. It is a wonderful beacon, a sign, and then, of course, you will know that our new queen, Dariki Nui Queenie Ngā Wai Hono I Te Pō. So you see, so again, another really powerful message, a bright message of young Māori women taking their place. And there is Hana about to head off and participate in receiving that award and then taking to the international stage. And you know, representing all Māori and all people from Aotearoa. It's a wonderful thing.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Mario Meno Kapakingi about last week's updates to the Treaty Principles Bill and Te Pāti Māori MP Hana Rafiti Maipa Clark being a recipient of the One Young World Politician Award.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.